Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. All right, this podcast episode is slightly different. We are talking about two novellas, and so Jamie's going to read the descriptions of both novellas before we dive in.
Deadly Objective. In Deadly Objective, physical therapist Emily Dixon and Secret Service agent Liam Harper are committed to keeping their relationship professional. But when the vice president's son enters the crosshairs of a killer, some lines will have to be crossed in order to keep him safe. Out of Time. An attorney in Raleigh, North Carolina, Hope Malone has established a successful business law practice and enjoys the occasional pro bono work. But when a long-lost friend reaches out for help, Hope finds herself dragged into a world of organized crime, kidnapping, and murder, and right back in the path of the one man she's determined to avoid, FBI Special Agent Charles Romero.
All right. Okay, we're going to start with Emily's story because Emily is Gil's sister, and we met her actually in book one, and then she shows up a lot more in book two. And I believe her novella came first. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Emily and Liam. Okay, so Emily is a physical therapist who is helping the vice president's son?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? She has to do physical therapy with them. And Liam is on protection detail for the vice president, his son and wife, right? Okay. Thoughts on this novella? First of all, I love how the two of them kind of are hit it off because Liam's like the only one who can make the vice president's son behave and be respectful. But Emily is very, she can do the same thing with him. And, okay, there's two scenes in this book that just have stuck with me because I've read it. I read it a while back and I've read it like two or three times now. The one where there's like that first attack and he falls over and lays on top of her. And then she's thinking back to like all the things my brothers taught me, you know, because Gil's in Secret Service. So like, what do you do in these situations? And she's like struggling to breathe. And he's like, I need you to breathe, baby. I need you to keep breathing. But they weren't even an item then.
No.
Right? But she was like, okay, yeah, okay. And then they have to like crawl out of the room, right? Okay. And then the other scene that just makes me laugh because she, well, there's a couple of scenes, okay? He's a big outdoorsman and she's like, no.
Yeah, she's kind of like a princess. Mm-hmm.
I like having my nails done. I like being clean.
I don't like to sweat.
I was like, this woman is me. Although I can handle being outside a little bit, but I don't like being dirty at all.
She's like outside 5 hours in spring and 5 hours in fall.
Which is why I'm burnt today. because I was stupid and sat out in the sun. But anyways, so they're total opposites, don't you feel like?
Yeah, it's the way it's portrayed.
But she has a bow and arrow when they have to go out. Okay. And she's in a tent and he's like unzipping the tent and he's like, don't shoot me, baby. It's me. And he's like, we got company, so we got to move. And she's like, got her thing. I don't know. What do you guys think about the whole scenario? Because I felt like it was just like, it's a really fast pace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it begins with her showing up to do the physical therapy and then boom, it's nonstop. Like attack after attack after attack.
Because every time they move to a new location, there's an attack.
Another attack.
And speaking of the bow and arrow, remember where they're at and she's like, I think she's afraid Liam was going to get shot at. And so she's shooting and she's like, I know Gil told me never to shoot blind, Remember? And she
randomly
shoots this arrow.
And where it hits. That's hilarious. And where it hits
the guy. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Which he shows up later too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With this one, it was almost like they had that, the going back and forth in the beginning, like they were already, it was there.
Yeah.
And then once that attack hit, it was like all of a sudden it was baby. It was almost like, I mean, in his head, they were already together. Like he was already like, I'm going to make her mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it, I mean, extreme circumstances, but.
And I really like how the first son, the vice president's, not first, the vice president's son, how he changed in it.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning to like teasing. Teasing and then being very helpful and respectful. Like,
Even from the first attack, it was like when they got to that bunker, like he went from like this spoiled brat and then he was so protective of Emily. Like, you know, you're going to be seen first and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as he's talking, I felt sorry for him because of the reason why he was lashing out. Like, he just wanted to be a regular teen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And totally his mom was something else.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And did you suspect the person it was?
Maybe not at first, but then the more, like when the boy was talking, the vice president's son was talking, and it was like, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see that. All right. I know we didn't give much away, but I will tell you, it is a quick read.
Mm-hmm.
It's very enjoyable. And I do love when they come back to Raleigh together as a couple and like Luke and Gil and Zane give him a rough time because they're like, are you good enough for Emily? Because she's basically the little sister to all of them, although she's Gil's twin.
Yeah.
But still, it's, I think he was holding her hand, wasn't he? And then it was like, oh, crap, they're looking at me like. yeah. Well, and they're Secret Service guys, too. So, like, they understand, you know. Anyways, so what would you give the drama rating in this one?
A latte.
A latte.
Mm-hmm. What about the inspiration?
Espresso.
Yeah,
I'd probably say espresso too. What about the romance level?
Espresso. I think it was just so fast.
Yeah. It was fast.
Yeah.
I like though that it wasn't like love at first sight. She set it up like they've been working with each other for a while and whatnot. So it's not like love at first sight and it goes really fast. What about the mystery level?
A latte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a latte.
Yeah. I would agree. And the suspense level.
A latte. Yeah. For me.
There wasn't a lot of downtime between suspenseful events.
Yes.
Put it that way. Mm-hmm. All right. So that is book 2.5 is what she's calling it because it's a novella. And then the book, I think she labeled it like 2.75.
Yes.
So this is Hope and Charles, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so Hope is Faith's younger sister, and we met her in book 1. And then Charles is another FBI agent that works with Faith. And so in book 1, Charles was Hope's protective detail. And so as you get into this story, it's like he's been interested from day 1. I think he's been in love with her since he started the protective detail. But she has it set in her mind that because she's disabled, he shouldn't want. I'm just going to decide for you that you shouldn't be with me because I'll be a burden to you. And one day you're going to hate me because I can't keep up with you. Because he's like, what, 6-something?
Yeah.
Big muscular guy. And she's like, you should have a woman that can actually walk and run and do things with you. And I love how he battles with her because she's pretty stubborn.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's a lawyer too. So she's got some wit about her.
Yes.
But he definitely uses her own arguments against her.
Oh, I love it how he turns that around on her. Like, okay, well, you don't like people to just assume you need help because you're in a wheelchair, yet you are just assuming in making decisions for mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. I loved how he flipped that on her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What did you think about that whole? Because that was kind of a weird how they ended up crossing paths. Like, he's investigating basically her friend's husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then Faith gets a weird call from her friend. So then mm-hmm. she gets stepped in the way and he's like, you can't be here.
Yeah.
You know what right, I mean? Like, right. you're in danger. Right.
Yeah.
What do you think this about it?
Timing again. Mm-hmm. Good timing.
Yeah. This is very true. Very true. I love at the end when he takes her to the beach.
Yes.
I was like, oh, Charles. Also, I had to laugh at the restaurant because he's Hispanic, you know, and mm-hmm. so he speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
But she also knows Spanish, but the waitress...
Uh-huh.
was speaking Spanish to him because the waitress kind of hitting on him, and I like how she
stood her own.
She
scared that poor waitress.
She
did.
She spouted off in Spanish to her because the waitress didn't think she knew what she was saying.
Yes.
And then Charles was like, that wasn't very nice, Hope.
She kind of had it coming, though. I mean, there's two of them together. Don't be like that.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah. They were clearly together. And then I love, so we'll see them again in book three. They're going to come back and they're just incorporated into that whole crew, which is awesome. I loved it. But anything else that stood out to you about their love story? It's another fast one because it's a novella.
If you don't like snakes, you need to pass over a certain section. There's snakes.
That's in, mm-hmm. that's in the last
one. That's in the
last one. Oh, that's the last one. One. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was thinking the wrong one.
I was like, what? There were snakes.
No, never mind. Never mind. Wrong one. Wrong one.
So the one quote, it was so cute that I just had to throw it in. When they're talking about Faith and Hope, and mm-hmm. women in general, they're like, you know, they're fierce. They're fun. But if a man can't handle the fierce, he doesn't deserve the fun. Like, that just made me smile.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because Luke was very... like big brother
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Oh yeah.
Hope. And because at one point did Charles make Hope cry?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she kind of did it herself, but she was sad.
Yeah. Yeah. And that and then Luke has a conversation with
mm-hmm.
her. Yeah. Right. And yeah, I just felt I love that brother sister relationship that Luke and Hope have for sure. So all right. What is the drama level?
I feel like there's a latte.
A latte.
I know, with her friend and like the craziness of all of that. What about the inspirational level?
Espresso.
I'll say mocha.
Mocha.
I feel like
mocha.
There's more in there. This probably one. Either one.
Mm-hmm. Espresso to mocha.
Mm-hmm.
I could go with that. What about the romance level?
Mocha.
Yeah.
Espresso
to mocha. Yeah.
How about the mystery level?
A latte.
Oh, yeah. I would mm-hmm. agree. And I know what this is going to be, but the suspense level?
Latte.
The steaming hot latte.
I love it, Tiff. You just come up with your own adjectives there. Okay. And your overall lasso rating?
Three lassos. For both novellas.
Yeah.
For both novellas,
mm-hmm.
we're going to go with three lassos for both. Again, they're quick, but they're fun reads, and they just add a little bit more to the series as a whole. And next week, we'll talk about book three, and that will wrap the series up with Zane and Tessa's story, which if you've been reading the whole series, you are definitely ready to figure out what in the world's happening with them. I think we'll have a lot to talk about that one. That was probably my all-time favorite of the series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see you back here next week.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.